Shoes on the other side. Precious Chen. Firstly, thank you very much for the opportunity to share some deep material with you. I very much appreciate it. Today, I want to speak about the sugya of Chagigas Yudalid and Achila al Hasoiva. Can you hear me? I don't know how loud I am to my mask.
You've been great.
So, I want to focus on the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos in the sugya, the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos about Chagigas Yudalid, and the Machlokes about Achila al Hasoiva, and we'll see where that takes us. So, let's get right into it. The Mishnah in Psachim on Daf Samech Tes on the Beis says, Emesai mevi chagiga imai, when you bring the chagiga with the Korban Pesach, bizman shubah b'chol b'tahara b'muat, when it's chol, when klal yisrael b'tahara, and when the Pesach is muat, you know Rashi means, Rashi explains to mean that the basa ha-Pesach is muat l'bnei ha-chagiga, insufficient basa Pesach for all the bnei ha-chabura who are nimna on the Pesach. But bizman shubah b'shabbos b'merubo b'tuma, if it's Shabbos, or the basa Pesach is meruba, or klal yisrael b'tuma, ei mevini mai chagiga. And the Gemara says, Omer Rav Ashi, Shema mino chagigas arba'a asar lav choyva here. Rav Ashi infers from the Mishnah that chagigas yudalad is not a choyva, it's not obligatory. These al kadaita choyva, hi teisi b'shabbos, v'teisi b'meruba, v'teisi b'tuma. If it was a korban choyva, as Tosfos explains, it would be a korban choyva hakavul hazman, and it should be brought even when the Pesach is meruba, and it should be doicha Shabbos and Tuma. So then the Gemara asks, b'muat miu mai taima asio, if it's not a choyva, then when the Pesach is b'muat, why do you bring the chagiga to David? So the Gemara answers, ki detanya, it says in the Braisa, chagiga haboima Pesach nechel tchila, the chagiga which is brought with the Pesach is eaten first, kadesha Pesach nechel al soiva. Now the Braisa doesn't say why you bring the chagiga, the Braisa just says that if you bring the chagiga is brought, so the Pesach is nechal al soiva. But the Gemara sees from this Braisa that the reason why you bring the chagiga sudalit is in order to facilitate the achila al soiva of the korban Pesach. Now the Gemara doesn't explain why there is a din of achila al hasoiva by the korban Pesach. Why is it necessary to eat the korban Pesach al hasoiva? So we'll start with Tosfos. Tosfos here on the top of Ayin Amud Aleph says, in the name of the Rivo, that it's mashma b'Yushalmi that the Pesach nechal al ha-soiva is a din d'rabbanan gzeira mishum shviras etzim. She'im lo haisa bo al ha-sova mitoich shehu re'ev lechol ha-bosa shesod v'atzomis haya bo lidei shvirasum. So Tosfos says that the din of achil al ha-sova by the Korban Pesach is not a din d'raisa, it's a din d'rabbanan. And it exists as a gzeira otu shviras atzomis. Because if you were to eat the Korban Pesach in a state of hunger, because you're so ravenous, you might come to eat the basa shesov v'atzomis, and v'atzomis in the Korban Pesach are particularly brittle because it's a young animal, and you might come today shviras etzim, which is, as we know, an isa deraisa. Now, since the din of achila l'asova is in itself a din derabonon, then it would follow that the chagigas yudalad, which is brought only to facilitate the achila l'asova of the Korban Pesach, is likewise a din derabonon. So effectively, what we have here is a double derabonah. So before I consider Rashi and the Machlokes Rashi v'Tosfos, I just have a preliminary ha'ara, which I want to make because it's nogea to Pshat and Tosfos, and I think it will give us a better sense of what's going on between Rashi and Tosfos here. What exactly is the concern of the Yushalmi? Does the Yushalmi want you to be full when you start to eat the Korban Pesach? Or does the Yushalmi want you to be full by the time you finish eating the Korban Pesach? So I could learn that the chashash of Yushalmi is that if I'm hungry when I start to eat the Korban Pesach, because you're so ravenous, you might eat with a gusto, and you're going to chomp on the basar shesov v'atzomis, and you might break them. In which case, you have to eat enough from the chagiga sudalid that you should be full by the time you start to eat the Korban Pesach. Alternatively, I could learn that pshat is, the chashash is not if you are hungry when you start to eat the Korban Pesach. If you're hungry when you start to eat the Korban Pesach, you're going to eat like a mensch. You'll eat properly. You're not going to start biting down on the bones. You'll eat basar in a normal fashion. The concern is, if you finish eating the Pesach, and you're still hungry by the time you finish eating the Pesach normally, then you're going to start taking the bones on your plate, nibbling on them, and then you might be bali de shvirasan. So what's the correct pshat in Yushalmi? In Nafkamina, at what point do you have to be full? Do you have to be basically full when you start to eat the Korban Pesach? Or do you have to be basically full when you finish eating the Korban Pesach? A big nafka mina ladino. So I think the pashtos is that you're meant to be full when you start eating the Korban Pesach. Because that's what the Lashon of Al Hasoiva seems to imply. The Pesach should be eaten Al Hasoiva, on somebody who is Sova. But there's a problem with that. Because if the chashash of the Yushalmi is that so long as you're hungry when you begin to eat the Korban Pesach, there's a concern of Shviras HaTzomis, then why is there a chiluk between Merubah and Muat? When the Pesach is Merubah, you don't bring the Chagigah. Why should it matter if the Pesach is Merubah? So yeah, there's enough Basar HaPesach to be Soveya from the Basar HaPesach. But so long as you're hungry when you start eating the Korban Pesach, there's a chashash of Shviras HaTzomis. So even if there's a lot of Basar HaPesach, if I begin my achila hungry, if I'm ravenous, I'm going to start to eat the Basar HaPesach with a gusto, and I'm going to nibble on the bones, I might come to break the bones, so even when the Pesach is Merubah, I should bring the Chagigah to Dalet? Only is? Good. So, Elamai, the pshat is that the chashash of Yushalmi is that you should be satiated by the time you finish eating the Chagigah Siyadalet. There is no concern if you're hungry when you start eating the Korban Pesach. If you've ever eaten ribs, when you're hungry when you start eating ribs, you eat the meat properly. And then if you're still hungry when you finish, you're going to start biting on them and your mother's going to get angry at you. So if that's the pshat, then I have a different issue. Why should the Chagigah be brought before the Pesach? If the whole thing is that you should have enough basar to eat normally, and if you don't, we're going to be concerned that you'll finish eating normally and you'll remain hungry and you'll start nibbling on the bones, then I don't understand why there's a hakpata which korban should come first. Eat the Korban Pesach first, and if you're still hungry after you eat the Korban Pesach, then eat the Chagigah. And if there's enough basar from the Chagigah to eat normally, that by the time you finish eating the Chagigah, you'll be satiated, then there's no chashash shviras haTzomis. So b'kitzur, whichever way you learn this Yushalmi, you're going to run into a significant problem of pshat. If you learn that the concern of the Yushalmi is that you have to be satiated by the time you start eating the Korban Pesach, then why is there a chiluk between Merubah and Muat? And if you learn that the pshat in Yushalmi is you should be satiated by the time you finish eating basar normally, then why is there a hakpada as to which korban you should eat first? Why do you have to eat the Chagigah Siyadalet before the Korban Pesach? Eat the Korban Pesach. And if you're still hungry, you're not going to chomp on the bones, you'll eat the Chagigah, which is, I don't know, right next to you on the platter on the Seder table. So I think the emes of pshat is that the concern of the Yushalmi is that you can't be hungry when you start eating the Korban Pesach. The Chagigah Siyadalet is brought so that you fill up on the Chagigah Siyadalet so that by the time you get to the Korban Pesach, you're full. And nonetheless, there's a distinction between Muat and Merubah, but for a different reason. And I'll be makdim, if you look at the Mishnah, there is a famous dvarim in the Mishnah. First thing I noticed when I read the Mishnah, the Reisha says Amos I may be chagiga imoy bizman shuba b'chol b'taharo b'muat. So if I just had the Reisha, when do you have to bring the chagiga when the Pesach is ba b'chol b'taharo u'b'muat? So if I just had the Reisha, I know the Sefer. No. If I'm not meant to bring the Pesach b'Shabbos u'b'tumah, then it's not doing Shabbos and tumah. So I know when it's Shabbos, or Klal Yisrael B'tumah, you don't bring the Chagigah. So what's the Chiddush of the Seifa of the Mishnah? The answer is Poshut. The Chiddush of the Seifa of the Mishnah is Ein Mevi'in Imoy Chagigah when the Chagigah is Merubah. Because according to Tosfos, Chagigah Siyadalet is a rabbinic institution, so on a Deraisa level, the Korban is simply Shalmei Nedava. So if the Basar Pesach is Merubah, I would have thought, well, there's no ikuv to bring the Chagigah Siyadalet. So even though I don't have to bring the Chagigah Siyadalet because I don't need to facilitate Nechila Sova, you know, why can't I bring one anyway? Because it's Shalmei Nedava. So the Mishnah says, when the Pesach is Merubah, Ein Mevini Mai Chagigah. You're not meant to bring the Chagigah with it. Why not? Favosnisht, what's wrong with bringing the Chagigah when the Pesach is Merubah? So the Piskei Arid says on the Mishnah that the reason why you don't bring the Chagigah when the Pesach is Merubah is because there's a chashash of Noisar. If you're going to have so much basa korbonis, then there's a concern that the Pesach will be bali de nosa, because the Pesach is only eaten for that night. I'm going to have so much meat on my table, I won't be able to eat all of it, and the Pesach will be bali de nosa. So if that's the case, then we could say that when the Pesach is meruba, even though there's a reason to bring the Chagigah Shedalei, mitzad de chashash of the Yushalmi, because the Yushalmi wants you to be full by the time you start eating the Korban Pesach. And in which case, there really shouldn't be a distinction between whether the Pesach is mur or meruba. There's a counteracting concern, and that's the chashash of noisar. So when the Pesach is meruba, the reason why you don't bring the Chagigah, according to Yushalmi, is because of the chashash of noisar. Not because the Gzeir of Yushalmi isn't applicable. About the Gzeir of Yushalmi is applicable, but there's a counteracting concern of noisar. So Hirvach is like the pshat in the Yushalmi, and this Tosfos, is that the Chagigah Sudalot is brought to facilitate the Achil al Asava of the Korban Pesach. The Achil al Asava is a Gzeirah de Rabbanon Otum Shrias HaTzomis. The Inyan of the Gzeirah is you should be full by the time you start eating the Pesach. Fundamentally, there shouldn't be a distinction between Meruba and Muad based on this Yushalmi, but there's the counteracting concern of the Chashash of Noisar, which is why the Mishnah says, when the Pesach is Meruba, you do not bring the Chagigah. Not that you don't have to bring the Chagigah, but Ein Mevinim al Chagigah. You're not allowed to bring the Chagigah. So that's my preliminary ha'ara and Tosfos. Okay, so let's move on to Rashi now, and then we'll see where this takes us. Hi, Tyler.
Is the Piskei assuming that the Mishnah is a little bit tamer? Well, why is there a chashash noisar?
Because they have a lot of meat in front of me.
Yeah, if it's a regular shlamin.
No, chashash noisar of the Pesach.
Oh.
He says it's a chashash noisar of the Pesach, not the Chagigah. The Chagigah will have leftovers for Pesach lunch. Okay, so let's move on to Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah says that the Rashi di Maraskal Muat, that if the Pesach is Muat Lachilas Bnei Achabura, there's insufficient Bosra Pesach for the Bnei Achabura. Oichlin Achagigah Tchilo Kadesha Pesach Gimar Sviyasa. You eat the Chagigah first so that the Pesach is your Gimar Sviya. The Pesach is the thing, it's like the Makkah the Patish that makes you feel full. Vitechashi Len Achilo. That makes the achila of the Korban Pesach and achila chashuva. And likewise, Rashi, right at the top of Ayin Amud Aleph, al-Asova, shiu nehenim ba'achila osa v'techashev lehen. So if the Pesach is your Gemar Sviya, if it's the thing that brings you to the point where you feel full, there's a special hana in that. It's not like the other ma'acholin in the su'udah. This was the ma'achol you ate, and after you ate it, you felt full, and you didn't want to eat anymore. And that makes the achila sa Pesach and achila chashuva. So yeah, sure.
Can we go back to the last point?
To Tosfos?
Yeah. Couldn't there be just a simple, like, psychological hilluf between Meruba and Muat, agave, like, how ravenous you are? That if you see there's a lot of meat in front of you, then you won't be so ravenous at the beginning. Whereas if you see there's a little bit, they're going to be worried there's not going to be enough to fill you up.
If the Pesach is Meruba, so then, yeah.
I mean, there's no fundamental hilluf. It's just, meaning, when it's Meruba, you know there's a lot of meat here. There's no need to go quickly. Right? We're worried about you being ravenous at the beginning. We want to be ala sova when you start to eat the Pesach.
No, but if that's true, so when the Pesach is Muad, then the concern of being so re'ev that you're gonna come to break that psalm is wouldn't be applicable because you have a lot of meat in front of you. So then why is there a kakpada, which seder you bring the Pesach for the Chagigah? If that's the pshat, then when the Pesach is Muat, I shouldn't have to eat the Chagigah first. I could. The most important thing is just I have a Chagigah and a Pesach on the table.
You can also say that's not a psychological.
Maybe.
Why? What would be the reason for that?
If you start off with something, and it's this little small thing, even if you know you have a bigger thing coming up.
It's right in front of you on the table. It could be. I think if you want to talk in terms of psychology, we're going to have to make the chukim. And I think without that, I don't have to make the chukim. I have a Tosfos Rid who says the chashash nosar. And I could easily say that counteracts the concern, the chashash of Yushalmi. So why not? That's far more mistaber than saying that there's these psychological chukim about what you think and what the order is. I want to move on to Rashi just because I'm happy to talk about it, but I just want to move on to Rashi. So Rashi does not learn like Tosfos. Rashi does not think that there's the reason that the Pesach is Nechal al-Soiva is a Gzeira Otum Shvias HaTzomis. Rashi says it's a din that the Achilas HaPesach should be an Achila Chashuva. So now Rashi does not say if this is a din Derabonan, if it's a din Deraisa, He doesn't say it over here, but he does say it on that pevov. So if you turn to that pevov on Aleph, the second Rashi at the top, Dibra Maskel Emaftirin, the Gemara there brings the halacha Emaftirin Achapesach Afikoinim. And Rashi says, "Kishigiyas manu lipatim in a su'uda." When it's time to leave the su'uda, "Dahainu acha haPesach." That's after you finish eating the Pesach. "Shulnecha ba'achroin ala soiva." The Pesach is eaten at the end on a full stomach. "Shekein choivas kol haKorbanis," because that's the obligation of every korban. "Kedekai malon lemoshel legedulo kederech shamelachim oyfin." As opposed to by Matnas Kahuna, it says "Lechones hatim lemoshcha." And the Targum says Lemashcha means Legedula, and Chazal Darshan Legedula means you should eat Korbanis Kederech Sha'amelochim Oichlim. Therefore, Ein Niftar Ma Yidei Afi Koyman. So you don't eat anything after the Pesach, because the Pesach has to be your Gemar Sviyah. So Rashi learns that the din of Achila Ala Soiva by Korban Pesach is not a din that's Miyuchat to the Korban Pesach. It's a din Klali that exists by all Korbanis, that korbanis have to be nechal al hasoiva from the pasuk of lemoshcha legedula keder shamelachim oichlim. Now, before we take that apart for a second, I just want to point out, lichora and Rashi could also make a similar ha'ara that we were making earlier. If the idea is that the korban should be nechal al hasoiva, so even if the basar pesach is meruba, when you start to eat the basar pesach, it's not nechil al hasoiva. But that's not, I think, obviously that's not an issue. Because the din of achil al hasova does not mandate that every kezayis that you eat from the korban should be al hasova. The din of lemoshcha legedula is that in order to be mechabed the achil of the korban properly, you should eat the korban in a way that it's going to bring you lidei gemar sviya. So if you have a korban with a lot of meat, then the din of lemoshcha legedula is going to mandate that you eat as much of it as you can to bring you lidei gemar sviya. But if you have a little bit of, like a korban pesach that's rabbi muat, and you're not going to be able to get to the point of Gemar Sviya without something accompanying the Korban Pesach, so then the din is that you bring a Chagiga Sudalim. So you fill yourself up mostly from the Chagiga Sudalim, and the Korban Pesach is the Makad Patish that brings you to the Gemar Sviya. And I'll just point out, I don't want to get too bogged down in this one Nekuda, but even though the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach you're Mekayim with the Kizayis Rishon, and that Kizayis Rishon is not going to be Al HaSova if the Pesach is Meruba, and you don't bring the Chagiga Sudal, it doesn't matter. Because the din of Achilas HaSova wasn't said by the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach, which you're Mekayim in that first Kizayis. The din of Lemosh HaLegedul is a separate halacha, that you have to eat the Korban Keder Shemalochim Oichlim, and therefore it should bring you Lidei Gemar Sviya. And Achanami, when the Pesach is Meruba, you eat your first Kizayis, you're Mekayim Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. But there's another mitzvah that you have, a mitzvah klolis that exists by all korbanis, that you should eat the korban in a way that it brings you the Gemar Sviya. That's posh. Therefore, if the Pesach is meruba, there's no reason to bring the Chagiga Sudalim. And then just one other nekuda before we sink our teeth into this, is the machlokas Rashi Tosas L'shitosim about the din of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afi Koimen. Rashi holds that this halacha, the halacha that we say to the Chacham, Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afi Koimen, is precisely because the Pesach has to be Nachal Al Hasoiva. The Pesach has to be your Gemar Sviya. So if you eat something after the Korban Pesach, then the Korban Pesach is not going to be your Gemar Sviya. This is not the Gemar. But according to Tosfos, so it will depend upon a Machloikis, and this is totally on a Tosfos on Daf Kuf Chof, which in Yirtz Hashem we'll take a look at a little bit more carefully a bit later. But the Kitzur Nimratz, Tosfos holds that there's a Machloikis in the Gemar in Arvei Psachim. Are you allowed to be maftir acha matzah? So Tosus holds, if you hold you can't eat anything after matzah, then the din of ein maftir nachar pesach and ein maftir nachar matzah are the same halacha, that you want the tam mitzvah to remain in your mouth after the seuda. But according to the opinion that maftir nachar matzah, and we're not makbid that the tam mitzvah should remain in your mouth, Tosus says that the reason why ein maftir nachar pesach is because of this Yushalmi. Tosu says, just as the Pesach has to be Nechal al Hasova, Gzeira, Otu, Shvira, Satsomis, so too, what the Moshe says is, Mishum Hochi Ein Oichel Shum Dov Achra. Therefore, you shouldn't eat anything afterwards. That's very bizarre. Because the Chashash of the Yushalmi is that if you're hungry when you eat the Korban Pesach, you might come to the Shvira Satsomis. So if you're full, basically full by the time you eat the Korban Pesach. It's not a chilagasa, obviously, but if you're basically full by the time you eat the Korban Pesach, there's no chashash. So why can't I have ice cream afterwards? Who cares if I have ice cream afterwards? So I think the answer is pretty clear. If Chazal permitted you to eat after the Korban Pesach, then I'm not going to be so careful to be full by the time I get to the Korban Pesach. So Chazal say you can't eat anything after the Korban Pesach, so you'll make sure to eat as much as you can so that you'll be full by the time you get to the Korban Pesach, and then the Korban Pesach will be nechal ha'asava. So this gzeira, in Tosus' world, this gzeira packs a real punch, because not only does it inform that the Pesach has to be nechal ha'asava, it mandates that you bring a chagigas yudalid in order to facilitate a chilal ha'asava, and it also requires that you don't eat anything after the Pesach, or else ma'ahani ha'gzeira. So that's the kitzur of the lay of the land here in this Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Okay, now we'll have some fun. There are two chidushim in Rashi here, that Yesh Lahavdin, two chidushim in Rashi. Chidush number one is that there is a din of achila al hasoiva that's learnt out from the pasuk of Lemoshcha legedula kederach shamelochim oichlim. That's point number one in Rashi. And point number two is this din of achila al hasoiva applies to all korbonis. And I think if we make a brief conspectus of all the sugyas that discuss, very few sugyas that discuss achila lemoshcha and achila al hasoiva, we'll see that both these chidushim are not clear. These chidushim are not poshut. So if you bear with me, we'll take a look at source number one in your source sheets. So there are four times in Shas where the Gemara brings up the din of Lamashcha Legedula. There are other times in Rishonim where they also employ this din. But there are four times in Shas. In Makor number one, there's a Gemara in Soita and Daf Tezvav. This is in relation to the Korban Mincha. The Gemara says, Rishon HaKohanim Litein L'Soicha Yayin V'Shemen U'Dvash. Kohanim are permitted to add to the Korban Mincha Yain v'shemen u'dvash. My taima, Omar kro l'moshcha l'gedula k'derech shamalachim oichlim. You should eat the korban mincha in a derech gedula, the way kings eat. So, I don't know if you've ever tasted before, but you know, a korban mincha without yain shemen u'dvash probably doesn't taste so good. Just flour. So, rishayim ha'koyhanim to add yain v'shemen u'dvash, so that it's a choshev achila, so it's tasty. That's from the pasuk, the mashkel gedula kedesh shemalachim oichlim. And similarly, have a mishnah in Zvachim that tzarim abeis vekulan akohanim mishayim l'shamis b'achilas. Kohan is by korbanis. Korban kohanim can eat the korban however they want. Lachon sluyim, they can roast it. Shlukim mevushalim laseis l'soichay tavli chulin v'tavli truma. And the Gemara in Sadi Yomar Aleph says, "Bekula Kohanim Mishayim, my time Amakol LeMashchal LeGedula Keder Shemalachim Oichlin." And then there's a Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis on the Beis. Omer Rav Chizda, Matnis Kuhuna Einachal Oisel at Sleeve Einachal Oisel Bechardal. If you're going to eat Matnis Kuhuna, you should eat them with a mustard roast. My time Amakol LeMashchal LeGedula Keder Shemalachim Oichlin. Mustard roast is the Derech Shemalachim Oichlin. That's the Choshev way of Achila. So now, Tosfos asks in Avi Yestira, the Mishnah Zvachim says, "Bekulan a Kohanim Mishayim l'shanois v'achilas." Some the Kohanim can eat however they want, but the Gemara in Chulin quotes Rav Chisda, who says they have to eat dafka tzliv v'chardal. So what is it? Can you eat however you want, or do you have to eat dafka tzliv v'chardal? So Tosfos in Chulin, I quote it here. Yes, Tosfos in Chulin says, Venira the Vadai Kmoshitovlo Venena Yoisimatsi Ochiluhu. If you have a preference and you like a particular method of preparation for your Korban meat, then do that. That's the preference. Whatever you like best is what you should do. Aval Odim Shitovlo Itzli Kisholokum Vushal. For someone who doesn't have a preference, not such a mefunak, Yoichot Sli should Derekadula Yoiser. They should eat the way that is most objectively the Derekadula. So essentially, the posuk means you should eat in the way that's going to be a derech gedula. If you have a preference, then your preference is going to determine what's derech gedula. That's keder shemalachim oichlim. A king is going to have his basar prepared the way he wants. And if you don't really have a preference, then we forgo the subjective way of being mekayim the din, and there's an objective way of being mekayim the din. You should do what for most people, what objectively is a choshev way of preparing the korban, but sleeve it hard out. And then finally, we have a gemar in Zvachim on Chav Ches Amar Aleph, which we're going to get back to. So I'm just going to say it briefly. The gemar is discussing the din of the Or HaAliyah. And Rav Chizda says that I would have had a havamina that if you have a machshava of chutz l'mekomo or chutz l'zmano by the Or HaAliyah, it doesn't passel, because there's a din of l'moshal l'gedula k'derach shamalachim oichlim v'lo avili malachim v'achli or. Therefore, it's not something that's normal to be eaten, and we have dinim about parts of the korban that are not normal to be eaten. Machshava chutz l'mekomo chutz l'zmano doesn't passel. And the Mishnah's Chiddush is that it does pass by the Or HaAliyah. And we're going to come back to that. So if you take all these Mekairis and you consider what is the Chiddush of the Mashal of Gedula, what's the din of the Mashal of Gedula, so what emerges is that we find it's only true by Korbanos, which are eaten by Kohanim, and it's a din in the Hachana of the Michael, or like we see in Rav Chizda, what part of the Korban you're going to eat. And then you have two other Gemaras that deal with the din of Achila Ala Soiva. There's a Gemara in Tmura and a Gemara in... I didn't bring the Gemara in Menachis, but it's the same. The Gemara says the same thing. The Gemara darshins a pasuk of Yoichlu, that's said by the Korban Mincha. V'atanya Yoichlu ma Talmud Loimar. This is source number 8. I'm sorry for not pointing out the numbers. Yoichlu ma Talmud Loimar melamed shim haisa achila mu'atis. If the Korban Mincha is an achila mu'atis, there isn't a lot to eat. So v'chayra, these are two different halachas that are learned out from two different mekayris. There's a din of l'mashal l'gedula, which we see either informs what's normal to eat. You should have a mina. You should eat the or ha'aliyah because lo avidi melachim da'as li'or. But what it mandates is that the korban should be prepared, the hachon of the korban, and if I could use a, you know, it's not an exact terminology, but I think it's fitting for this purpose. The way the heftz of the korban is prepared, it's at the korban itself, it should be prepared in the way in which you like it, if you have a preference, and if you have no preference, it should be prepared in the way that is objectively more chashuv. Like Rav Chizda says, it should be prepared b'tzli v'chardal, because that's a derech of gedula v'kavod. And then there's another halacha of achila l'soiva, which is learned out from a different pasuk. It's learned that from the pasuk of a yoichu, let's say, by the korban mincha, and that's a din mitzad the gavra that demands that the achila be eaten al hasova, and it doesn't. The gemara doesn't explain why. It's not readily apparent what the nature of that halacha is. So now, when we go back to Rashi on Daf Pei Vav, and we look at both chidushim that Rashi presented us, I don't know where Rashi is coming from, because Rashi says one that the din of achila hasova is learned out from the mashal the gedula. The gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says the din of achila l'sova is learned out from the pasuk of v'yoichlu, and then Rashi's also lichadesh that the din of l'moshal l'gedula extends to the achilas habaylim b'kodshim kalim. Where did Rashi get that from? It doesn't say in the Gemara. And more problematic is the fact that the pasuk was said by Matnas Kahuna. So how does Rashi know that the din of l'moshal l'gedula extends to the achilas habaylim b'kodshim kalim? Maybe it's a din by the achilas kohanim and Matnas Kahuna. Where's Rashi coming from? So I want to start, just to give a...
Yeah. Just one. Then at least the way we pass it, Matnas Kahuna, at least the ones that we're talking about are not Nechali, so also the mutter for all the people to eat.
Well, we'll talk about Matnas Kahuna.
So, like, tell me, that's already not a din like Achilas Kohanim, as a mitzvah Achilas.
That what?
The din of Achilas Matnas Kahuna is not a din of, like,
No, in Achanami, but it could be that if Kohanim eat Matnas Kahuna, it should be eaten in a
Achanami. That would be...
We'll talk about what happens if Yisrael eats Matnas Kahuna. We'll get there. We're going to... You're too quick for me.
And in
Bukharis,
he says,
"Whoa, don't derail my chabura."
your last formulation. You can, with your last formulation.
No, don't worry. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Whether or not Rashi holds that, since it seems to be the Maas Kuna, what is that? How does Rashi fit in the Kachim? They're not mutually exclusive.
No, yeah. We'll see what. Right, we're going to see how Rashi extended it, where he got that we can extend. We're going to. I'm with you. Okay, so I want to first take a look, first to see where Rashi's coming from, and then I'll try and. It's Hashem to try and give a Havana, but I want to start with the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Chav Ches, which I'm assuming you know. If you learned Zvachim last year, then you know it probably much better than I do. It's also, I put on the source sheet, right? Yeah, so there's a Mishnah in Zvachim on Chav Zayin on the Beis. And the Mishnah says, "Ashaycher es hazavach lizroik damay b'chutz, or mixas damay b'chutz, lahakzei mura b'chutz, or mixasei mura b'chutz, lechol b'saro b'chutz, or kizayis b'saro b'chutz, or lechol kizayis me'or ha'alya b'chutz pasul, ve'ein bakares. Lizroik damay l'machar, mixas damay l'machar, lahakzei mura l'machar, or mixasei mura l'machar, lechol b'saro l'machar, kizayis b'saro l'machar, or lechol kizayis me'or ha'alya l'machar, pigol v'chayavin olav kares." So we're going to focus on the din of Or Ha'aliyah, but the Mishnah says that if one has a machshava of chutz l'mekoma or chutz l'zmano by Or Ha'aliyah, it passes. And there's a discussion in the Gemara in Chav Ches Amud Aleph about whether or not the Or Ha'aliyah is nikter al gabi hamizbeach. So there's an opinion that the Or Ha'aliyah is nikter al gabi hamizbeach. Are we mechashvim mi achilas adam achilas mizbeach? There's 3 days in the Gemara here. Rav Chisda holds that the Or Ha'aliyah ke'al yodami. The Or Ha'aliyah is Nikteres Agabi, is Nikter Agabi HaMizbeach, but there's no Machsheves Chutz L'Mekom V'Chutz Mizmano by saying that's Nikter Agabi Mizbeach. So, how could the Mishnah say that a Machshev of Chutz L'Mekom or Chutz Mizmano on the Or Ha'aliyah passels? So Rav Chisda says, we're talking about, the Mishnah is talking about the Aliyah V'Gedi. The Aliyah V'Gedi is not Nikter Agabi HaMizbeach, it's Ne'echal. So if you have a machshava of chutz l'mekom or chutz l'zmano on the achila of the Or Ha'aliyah of a gedi, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that it passes. And then the Gemara explains in Rav Chisda, what's the havamina? Why would I think it doesn't passel? So Rav Chisda explains, I would have thought there's a din of l'moshcha l'gedula k'der shamalachim oichlim, and lo avidi melachim ta'achli or. It's not normative for kings to eat Or Ha'aliyah. So it's not considered to be derech. It's not something that's normal derech achila. Therefore, a machshava chutz l'mekom or chutz l'zmano wouldn't pass. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is it does, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is not really something that I want to get into right now. But it's interesting. What is the kamash malam? So now, Rashi in the Mishnah there. I'm sorry, I didn't bring the Rashi here. I should have put on the source sheet. But Rashi in the Mishnah says that the Mishnah is talking. First Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Esazelach shlomi moshar nechalim." Rashi in the Mishnah says we're talking about shlomim or shar ne'echalim, any korban that's ne'echal, lafuki oilor, etc. And furthermore, there is no gedi that's achat as nasha. You can only bring a shlomim from a gedi. So if Rav Chisda is saying that the Mishnah is talking about the Or Ha'aliyah of a gedi, which is ne'echal to whom? The Or Ha'aliyah of a gedi is ne'echal labayim. And Rav Chisda says the chiddush of the Mishnah is I would have had a havamina that there's a din of l'mashal l'gedula k'der shemalachim oichlin, and since l'avidim malachim da'achli or it wouldn't passel k'mashma does. So you see in Rav Chisda that there's a din of l'mashal l'gedula by something that's ne'echal l'baylim. So that's what Rashi saw from a Gemara, a Makor in the Gemara, that the din of l'mashal l'gedula extends to the achilas habayim. So that's point number one. The way Rashi learned this Gemara, I think Rashi has a clear makor where the Gemara made this extension. Yes, I.
Is there evidence on how to learn Kamash Malan?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure what the Kamash Malan is. So. I think it's hard to learn that the Kamash Malan is that there's no din of Lamashal Gedula. I think that's very hard.
Why is that hard? Just
I hear what you're saying.
The Gemara shouldn't flip on that and not even explain it.
Right. That it seems that Rav Chisda took as a dover pashut that l'mashal gedul applies, and you know that for that would be the havamina. That's the havamina in Kamash Malan. Whether l'mashal gedul applies or not, I agree. It's hard for me to explain now why, but I agree. Maybe it could be an out. We'll see. There might be other outs. It might be more dachuk than this, but we'll. Yes, Tyler.
Would make more sense as a
Kamash Malan
in
Mashal Figel. Yeah, assumedly. Or is it, or probably more of Derech HaEmes as a Kamash Malan in whether it reaches the threshold of Derech HaChila to be included in Mashal Figel, right. If that's what you mean.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, but I don't know enough Zvachim to really be Kaveh Mismaras about what I think over here. So that's Nakuda number one. Rashi has a Gemara in which he thinks it's Mukhaf that the din of Lamashal Gedul applies to Chelek HaBayim. Point number two. I think Rashi learned that if all I had was the pasuk of Lamashal LeGedula, so we see in the Gemara that when the Gemara makes reference to the pasuk of Lamashal LeGedula, it's always made reference in terms, it's always used to mandate the way in which the korban is prepared. Which, like I said earlier, is a din in the hachana of the chefts of the korban. But the din of Achila HaSoiva, which is from the perspective of the Gavra and is a subjective halacha, if I didn't have the pasuk of Vayoichlu, I wouldn't necessarily know that I have to eat a korban al hasoiva, because that also gives it chashivos and kavod, kederach shemalachim oichlu. I think Rashi learned that in the end of the day, the din of achila al hasova is in order to give the korban the achila sa korban chashivos, like Rashi says in our sugya. So I think Rashi learned that Vayoichlu is not a din nifrad, it's not a separate halacha. Vayoichlu is merely a giloy, that there's also a din of achila asova. But once I have the giloy of Vayoichlu, which is mechadish the din of achila asova, then in the end of the day, it's nichlal in the din of the mashkal legedula. So I might not be able to learn it out from the mashkal legedula, because it's a chiddush me'al that which we already know, that you should prepare the korban in a way that's al derech gedula v'kava. But once I have the posuk of Vayoichlu, it's not a separate halacha, it's the same halacha as the mashal gedula, because it amounts to the same thing, it's serving the same purpose, to make the achila, the achila of the korban an achila chashuva. So if you put two and two together, what emerges is Rashi thinks that the din of achila al asova, which is, it's learned out from Vayoichlu, is merely a giloi that L'moshal l'gedula, the general halacha of l'moshal l'gedula, eating korbanos keder shemalachim oichlim, is now going to be koilel achila asova. And if there's a gemara that says, way Rashi's learning, that the din of l'moshal l'gedula applies to the chelek abaylim, then 1 + 1 = 2. The din of achila asova is going to apply to achila sabaylim, the koshim kalim. That's the makor for Rashi. That's where Rashi got both his chidushim. Everyone with me so far? No one's going to throw anything at me? Okay. So, what I've done, I think we now understand where Rashi's coming from, but I've simply kicked the can down the road. Okay, Hagam, Rashi has a Gemara which extends the din of Achila L'mashchar to the Chelek HaBaylin, the Koshim Kalim. Rav Chisda did it. But where did Rav Chisda get it from? How did Rav Chisda know to extend the din of L'mashchal L'gedul to the Chelek HaBaylim? The pasuk says by Matnis Kahuna, L'chanis Atim L'mashchal. It's said by Matnis Kahuna, so how does Rav Chisda know that the same halacha should apply to the Chelek HaBaylim? So I've removed the kasher from Rashi. Rashi is taking his orders from the Gemara. But where did Rav Chisda get it from? So we haven't been yotzi the Chayva to explain Rashi yet. So I want to be makdim, and we're going to go to Rashi and Bechoris. I want to be makdim a few things. There's some nice raid here about L'mashcha that I want to present and maybe offer different solutions to some problems. There's a Tosfos in Bechoris. A Tosfos in Zvachim, which I bring at the end of the first page of the source sheet. Sources 9 and 10. And Rav Shach and the Avi Ezri wants to prove from this Tosus in Zvachim that Tosus argues on Rashi and holds that the din of L'mashchal L'gedula does not extend to an Achilas Yisroel. The Gemara says, source number 9, Omer Rami Bar Chama Bechor L'Beis Shammai Ein Ma'achilin L'Nidois t'muraso mahu. Let's just glance over that. Bechor eino nifda t'muraso mahu. There's no din of pidyon by a bechor, but is there a din of pidyon by the t'muras bechor? Tosfos says, I don't know what the question is. If you look at Tosfos, the second line, it begins ve'im tomar. Ve'im tomar, le'inyim ma'kami boy le'yesh le'tmuras bechor pidyon. What's the nafka mina if there's pidyon for t'muras bechor? Ila giza va'avoida, if the shail of the Gemara is, does the isa giza va'avoida apply to the t'muras bechor shenifte? Afilu yesh le'pidyon asura kishar psulei ha'mukdoshin. That is going to be also the giza va'avoida. Ve'ila inyin dilo boy le'misva le'kohen. Now the t'muras bechor does not have to be given to a kohen. Hatznam beheadev b'tzmura b'perek ve'elu kodshim d'necheles b'mumon lebailim. Tosus means, this is a machlokis. It's a machlokis Tosus in the Rambam if t'muras bechor is nechal lebailim or not. Tosus holds that t'muras bechor is nechal lebailim. So if the shaila is, do you have to give it to a kohen? Well, the t'muras bechor anyway is nechal lebailim. So doesn't make a difference if you're potent or not, whether you have to give it to Kohanim. And then Tosu says, V'idin ha'acheles b'tzlif echardal. If the question is, do you have to eat it, mustard roast, k'di darshin l'moshcha l'gedula, ha'chevon d'lav matnes kohuna, hi lo shayich bal l'moshcha. Since it's not matnes kohuna, there's no din of l'moshcha. So Rav Shach basically says, the Bechor has kedusha. But nonetheless, because it's not matnes kohuna, meaning it's not given to a kohen, tois l'shitasam that the t'muras bechor is nechal lebailim b'mumon. If the bechor doesn't have a mum, so it has kedusha, you can't do anything with it because the t'muras bechor is not nikrav. But if it has a mum, then the bailim can eat it. Just like by kohanim, if it has a mum, then the kohanim can eat. If it doesn't have a mum, you have to be matnes. So anyway. So Rav Shach says, you see from here, even though a Bechor has Kedusha, nonetheless, if an Yisrael is eating from a Bechor, like a Tzmuras Bechor, that's Nechal Yisrael, since it's not Matnes Kahuna, it's not eaten by a Kohen, there's no din of L'mashcha L'gedula. So Rav Shach says here, you see from Tosfos, that the din of L'mashcha L'gedula only applies to the Achilas Kohanim and Matnes Kahuna, and not to an Achilas Yisrael. And Tosfos argues on Rashi himself in. And then Rav Shach asks, what about the Gemara in Zvachim and Chalches Amud Aleph? What is Tosfos going to do with that Gemara? We just proved from Rav Chisda, the fact that Rav Chisda applies the din of L'mashcha L'gedula to the Or HaAliyah of a Gedi, which is Nechal L'Bailin. Doesn't that show that there's a din of L'mashcha L'gedula by the Chelek HaBailin? So in the earlier editions of the Avi Ezri, this is the Avi Ezri in Hilchas Bikurim, Rav Shach leaves it as a Kasha. And then at the bottom of the page, in the editions we have, he quotes a Teretz from Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger. Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger has a number of Svarim on Shas called Mishma Halevi. And in the Sefer on Zvachim, he has a correspondence between himself and Rav Shach. He sent Rav Shach a letter addressing this Kasha, and he gave a Teretz. And his Teretz is interesting. I'm not sure if it's more Dochut than perhaps what Ike was suggesting. We'll see. We might have to accept it. But he says, if we're talking about a Gedish al Shlomim, where the Or HaAliyah is Nechal Lebailim, then there's no Chiddush in the Mishnah. Nachanami, the din of L'mashcha L'gedula would not apply to an Or HaAliyah, which is Nechal Lebailim, according to Tosfos. When Rav Chisda says the Chiddush of the Mishnah is by an Or HaAliyah of a Gedi, so he says he's talking about a Gedi of a Chattas. And I, there's no Gedi that's brought as a Chattas, says Rabbi Sultan. So he says, but there's a chattas that's brought from a kisva and a seira, which are mimin gedi. So when Rav Chisda says gedi, lav dafka gedi, it means a kisva or a seira. That's really what he meant. And the Or HaAliyah of a kisva seira chattas is nechal lekohanim, and that's why there's a din of l'mashcha l'gedula. So in the sefer, he brings Rav Shach responded to him that he thinks it's the emes, that that's the yishu for Tosfos. And then when he's going to reprint the Avi Ezri, he'll add that Teirutz, the Kachaba. So what emerges, Lichar, from this discussion between Rav Shach and Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger is that the Tosfos and Bechoris who says that if an Yisrael eats a Bechor, there's no din of L'mashal L'gedula. The Tosis holds that the din of L'mashal L'gedula is limited to the Achilas Kohanim and not Achilas Yisrael, even in something that has Kedusha, like a Tmuris Bechor, which has a certain Madreg of Kedusha. The issue is that Rashi says something that's very similar to this Tosis in Zvachim. There's a Rashi in Bechoris. This is on the second page of the source sheet, number 11. And Rashi says, "Im rotza koyin limkor basar bechor v'zro l'chaim ukeiva." If a koyin wants to sell a bechor zro l'chaim ukeiva, moichon l'Yisrael, he's allowed to sell them to an Yisrael. V'sulo boy l'Yisrael l'michlinu b'tzli v'chada. Yisrael is not obligated to eat the bechor zro l'chaim ukeiva b'tzli v'chada, ki hechi da'avi koyin, like a koyin does. So Rashi says that if an Yisrael buys a Bechor from a Kohen, then the Yisrael is not obligated to eat the Bechor b'tzlif v'chardal. So essentially that's what Tosis is saying too. Just Tosis is talking about a Tzmuras Bechor. So there's a steer in Rashi. Rashi by us says that the Chelek Yisrael, that by all Korbanis, including the Chelek Abaylin, the Kodshin Kalim, there's a din of L'mashal L'gedula, even though it's not a Kohen eating, it's an Yisrael eating. Whereas by a Bechor Shenimkar L'Yisrael, Rashi says, there's no din of L'mashal L'gedula. The Yisrael doesn't have to eat it as a mustard roast. Halo davarhu, Stir and Rashi. So the same idea that Rav Shach wanted to use to prove that Tosus argues on Rashi, Tosus talking about Tmur's Bechor, Rashi says in Bechoris. So Rav Garbuz of Minchas Avram fame in the Minchas Avram on Zvachim says, I'm going to miyashev in one fell swoop, Rashi, Tosfos, everybody. And he says, Achidish. Rav Garbuz says, Garbuz is a massive Talmud Chacham. Rav Garbuz says that there are two dinim in L'mashal L'gedula. There's L'mashal L'gedula that applies when a Koyan eats Matnes Kahuna. And then there's a din of L'mashal L'gedula when there's a kiyum din ba'achilasan. So, if something falls outside of that rubric, it's not Matnes Kahuna, but there's no kiyum din ba'achilasan, then there's no din of L'mashal L'gedula. So when Rashi says that you have L'mashal L'gedula by achilas, the chalak abayla and the kochin kalim, that's because it's a kiyum. Don't worry, if you don't like it, don't worry. I'm with you if you don't like it. By Kochin Kalim, there's the din of Mashal Gedul, there's a Kiyum din Bachila, and I'll be Mosif Rashi Lishitoso and Daf Nun Tes, that there's a mitzvah of Achila, of Achila's Kochin Labailim, and by Matnes Kahuna, even if there's no Kiyum din Bachila, like by Zor Lechaim Vekeva, there's a din of Lamashkar, it's the Matnes Kahuna Shabo, but when there's no Matnes Kahuna, no Kiyum din Bachila, like a Yisrael eats Bechor, but for him it's not Matnes Kahuna, for him it's just fresh meat, or by Tmuras Bechor, it's not Matnes Kahuna, it's not given to a Kohen, there's no din of L'mashal L'gedula. So Loilam Tosus doesn't argue on Rashi, Tosus could agree on Rashi, there's no Raya from Tosus and Zvachim who says by Tmuras Bechor that there's no din of, it's because it's Nachal Yisrael, there's no din of L'mashal L'gedula. There's no Raya that he argues on Rashi by the Chelek Abayla and by Kochin Kalim. The Chelek Abayla, the Kochin Kalim, there's a Kiyum Din Ba'achila, then there's going to be a Din of L'mashal L'gedula. So, L'aniyaz Daiti, it's Mihani Olav. Mehecha Tesi, that there's another Din of L'mashal L'gedula by whenever there's a Kiyum Din Ba'achila. The Pasuk of L'mashal L'gedula was said by Matnes Kahuna, and Nichlal Matnes Kahuna, or Zor L'chaim V'keva, Nichlalu in Matnes Keva. Zor l'chaim v'keiva, which don't have a kiyum din ba'achila. So hadra kushla duchta. How do you know to extend the din of l'mashal l'gedula to whether there's a kiyum din ba'achila? These are two separate things.
Explain what the kiyum din ba'achila.
There's a mitzvah. There's a you're mekayim a mitzvah if you eat them. There's a mitzvah to eat them. So what if there's a mitzvah to eat them? That should mandate l'mashal l'gedula mehecha tesi. The din of the mashkal gedula was said by Magnus Kahuna. So for that reason, I find it very difficult to accept this chiddush the minchas avraham. And then hadrakush ledofta, we have a steer in Rashi. Yes.
No, I was going to ask this
last
thing. Are you
going to
answer the different two dinim?
What?
Uh-huh.
There's no two dinim.
So I want to bring
Rizar
up to dinim.
There's no two dinim.
What is it?
No.
Okay.
You talk to me later. I'd love to talk to you later. But because I don't want to keep you for too long. I would love to talk to you. There are no two dinim here. I cannot say there are two dinim. There's one pasuk. So where's Rashi coming from? How do you miyasha the steer in Rashi? How do you know to extend the mashal the gedula to the chelak abaylan? So I want to say like this. Rashi learned that the din of the mashal the gedula kederech shamelochim oichlim is a din whenever there's a nesina me'ez Hashem. And that's what it says in Pasuk. Nesati lachem l'mashcha. When there's a din nesina me'ez Hashem, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mezakis somebody with something to eat, then the din is that should be eaten b'chivuv yisera. It should be eaten b'kavod u'b'gedula keder shemalochim oichlim. If the Ribbono shel Olam is mezakeh you oichlim, then you eat it properly. So now, that only applies when there's a din nesina me'ez Hashem. So by matnas kohuna, whether kohanim azoichin in matnas kohuna midin nesina me'ez Hashem, they have to be eaten b'derech gedula v'kavod kederech shahamalochim oichlim. But if an Yisrael is Nimka Yisrael L'chaim Akeva, or a Tmuras Bechor, which belongs to the Yisrael, there's no din Nesina Me'ez Hashem. It's yours. It was always yours. There's no Nesina Me'ez Hashem. An Yisrael who buys Bechor Yisrael L'chaim Akeva, he didn't get it from, Begadoth, that he got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in terms of how he was mezakeh, because the Kohen sold him it. He went to the butcher, the Kohanic butcher, and but it's no din nesina meis Hashem. But what about the chelak habaylan b'kochim kalim? Is there a din nesina meis Hashem by the chelak habaylan by kochim kalim? So I think Rashi learns there is, and Rashi's the shitoso. As you look, the Mishnah Bava Kama on Daf Tes on the base, the Mishnah Bava Kama says, Mishnah Bava Kama, when are you chayav kol shechshati es nisko, shechshati es mitzvah es nisko. So the Mishnah says, Nechosim she'ein behem me'ila. You're not chayev for nezikin by Nechosim she'ein behem, Nechosim she'yesh behem me'ila. You're only chayev for damages if you damage something that doesn't have me'ila. And the Gemara Bava Kama Yudbeis Amud Aleph is medayik. The ikar is whether it has me'ila or not. It doesn't matter whether it's kadosh. You could be mazik something that has kedusha, but so long as it doesn't have me'ila, you'll be chayev. So how do you have something that doesn't have me'ila but has kedusha? The Gemara says it must be. We're talking about kochim kalim, aliba de Rabbi Yossi HaGilili, who holds kochim kalim are momen bayim. And then the Gemara says, oh, so if you're making the stam mishnah like Rabbi Yossi HaGilili, well then I'll ask for another stam mishnah, because the stam mishnah says a mekadish bechelko bein bekochim kalim, bein bekochim kalim, bein bekochim kochim, bein bekochim kalim, ein amekudeshes. So the chelak abaylan bekodshin kalim is not momen baylan; it's momen gevaya. So the gemara lema de loker b'yosagilili. So the stam mishnah is not like a b'yosagilili. Says the gemara afilu tamer b'yosagilili. Chiyomer b'yosagilili mechayim. B'yosagilili holds that kodshin kalim are momen baylan mechayim. But la'acha shchita afilu b'yosagilili mode b'kikazochu mishulchan gevaya kazochu. And there's a machlokas Rashi Toysis how to learn this Gemara. Toysis says, source number 15, that it's poshut. Where's this Toysis? It's like in the middle of the Toysis. Right in the middle of the Toysis. Pshita dechelak abaylim afil la'acha shchita havimon baylim. Dechelak abaylim bekochin kalim la'acha shchita is still chelak abaylim. L'chol gavar. Can be mekadish ba'isha. And he's medayke from the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chelak habaylan bekochim kalim. It's not shy. There's no. Where's this place? V'chei mashma hamekadish bechelkoi bechelak kohanim ayri. The loshen hamekadish bechelkoi lo shayich ela bechelak kohanim. The baylan lo shayich ben loshen chelak. Even though I've been using the loshen chelak habaylan the whole chabura, so I apologize for that if it's imprecise according to Tosis. But so Tosis learns that the chelak habaylan bekochim kalim is Momen Bailin. It was Momen Bailin before Shkita, it remains Momen Bailin after Shkita. But Rashi, here in source number 14, says, Ki zochu ben kohanim b'chaz v'shorik, ben bailin b'shar ha-basar mishulchan givoya zochu. So even Bailin, who are zoche b'basar after the Shkita of Koshin Kalim, mishulchan givoya kazochu. Shita's Rashi is that the chelak ha-bailin macha shita is mishulchan givoya kazochu. So Rashi l'shitaso holds that when Bailin eat their chelak in Koshin Kalim, that has a din nesina me'es Hashem, because it's not theirs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh it to them. And Rashi holds that the din of l'mashka l'gedula is not a din in the achilas kohanim. It's a din in when there's a nesina me'es Hashem. So Rashi holds that whenever Bailin eat their chelak b'kodshin kalim and there's a din nesina me'es Hashem, the achila has to be k'derech shal melachim oichlin b'derech shal l'mashka l'gedula. Everybody with me? So now, nistapakti b'toisvus. There's no nafkamina. I could say two things in Tosfos. I could say Tosfos agrees with this hakdara of the din of l'mashal l'gedula. Tosfos holds the din nesina meis Hashem, and therefore tamuras bechor doesn't have a din of l'mashal l'gedula. You don't have to eat a bislev chardal because there's no nesina meis Hashem. But that din wouldn't extend to the chelak habaylim, because Tosfos l'shitasim holds that the chelak habaylim by kodshin kalim is momen bailim. So there's no nesina meis Hashem. And the achila would not warrant achila l'mashal l'gedula k'derech sham elochim oichlin. Alternatively, I could learn pshat in this Tosfos, like I think of Shach thought, and Moshe Mordechai Schlesinger thought, that the din of l'mashal l'gedula is a din in the achilas kohanim. Read the pasuk that way. L'cha nesatim l'mashal means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm giving you, the kohanim, matnas kohuna, to demonstrate the gedula and my love, the kohanim. And if you're going to eat matnas kohuna, which demonstrate your gedula and kavod and my love, mishar se Hashem, welcome kodesh, it should be eaten, k'deh Hashem alachim oichim. But that's limited to kohanim. So if an Yisrael eats a tmuras b'chor, there's no din of l'mashal l'gedula, and avada, there's no din of l'mashal l'gedula either, by the chelak habaylim. So either way, I don't see any mahalach in Tosfos to extend l'mashal l'gedula to the chelak habaylim. So we'll have to, so then we return to our previous problem. What about the Gemara Zvachim, where Rav Chisda seems to say there's a din of l'mashal l'gedula by the Or Ha'aliyah, which is Nechal Abayim? So you have to say either along the lines of Moshe Mordechai Schlesinger, maybe like Ike was suggesting, that the Kamash Milan is the fact that there's no din of l'mashal l'gedula. They're dochuk teirutzim, but manaseh, that's what Tosfos holds. But Rashi l'shitoso, there's a chelak habaylim, that the chelak habaylim b'kodshin kalim is momen gvoya, and as a din of nesina meis Hashem, that's how Rashi learned to extend the din of l'mashal l'gedula to the chelak habaylim. His makor to do that was the Gemara in Zvachim, and Rashi holds that achila l'asova is midin l'mashal l'gedula, as we explained. And that's how Rashi in Psochim on that peivav says that the din of achila l'asova by korban Pesach is midin l'mashal l'gedula, and it's a din klali that applies to all korbanos, even by the chelak habaylim. So now, this is not sufficient to explain Tosfos, because Tosfos employs the Yushalmi to explain the din of Achila Asova. Tosfos argues on Rashi. So it's not necessarily true that Tosfos is a Shikaso, because there is a din on the books of Achila Alasova, which is learned out from the Posuk of Hayoichlu, which could theoretically be a different halacha, and we have no knowledge at the moment of how Tosfos is misyachis to that halacha. So if you tell me, like I'm saying, that Tosfos held that the L'mashal L'gedula is limited to Achilas Kohanim, for either reason that we explained earlier, either because it's a din in Achilas Kohanim, or it's a din in Nesina Meis Hashem, which only exists by Achilas Kohanim, and if we say that Tosfos holds that the din of Achila L'Asova is Bichlal L'Mashal L'Gedula, then obviously it would follow that the din of Achila L'Asova does not apply to the Chelak Habayim. That would be nice, but it's not true. I don't think that's the emes. I think the emes is that Tosfos had a different understanding of Achila L'Asova, and nonetheless it doesn't apply to the Korban Pesach. And for that we have to turn to a difficult place on Daf Kuf. Kuf Chaf. If you don't mind following me, the Daf Kuf Chaf. So we mentioned previously that the Gemara has a machlokus if machtirin achar matzah. Are you allowed to eat after matzah? And Tosfos is going on the Manda Omer in the Gemara that machtirin achar matzah, you are permitted to eat after matzah. So Tosfos says ve'im toimar achar haPesach mai taima ein machtirin. Why are you not allowed to eat after the Pesach? Hanafish tam etvei matzah. So, meaning, Tosfos saw from the fact that you're able to matir achar matzah that we're not matir that you should have the tam mitzvah remain in your mouth after the seuda. So, if we're not concerned that the tam matzah should remain in your mouth, then avada we should not be concerned that the tam pesach should remain in your mouth because the tam pesach is a stronger tam. You know, like you can't make the argument that, well, maybe matzah has a strong flavor, so therefore you could eat after it. But the Korban Pesach has a weak flavor, so if you eat after it, it's going to be mevatel of the tam pesach. No, says Tosfos. Kol shekein. If we don't care about the tam matzah remaining in your mouth, in Nevada we don't care about the tam pesach remaining in your mouth. So why is it also to eat after the pesach? So Tosfos says, yesh loy mekedem mefarsh yushalmi. The mishum hachi nechal al ha-soiva shelo yovel lidei shviras etzim. And we explained that Tosfos earlier, because of the Gzeirah Yerushalmi, you shouldn't eat anything after the Pesach, because if you were allowed to eat anything after the Pesach, then you might not be so full when you come to eat the Pesach, because you'll think, I'm going to have a little bit now, a little bit of food, a Pesach, and then I'm going to leave lots of room for my Pesach cake. So Chazal said, no, you can't eat anything after the Korban Pesach, so that you'll ensure that you eat the Korban Pesach on a full stomach. But then Tosfos asks, when it comes to the Korban Mincha, the Gemara says that it's Necheles al Soiva. It's like after the Pesach of Yoichu, like we saw. That's not a Gzeirah to Shvias Natsomis. Assuming it's a Dinderaisa, like after the Pesach of Yoichu, of Achil al Soiva. So I think Tosfos is asking, what do I need the Yushalmi for? The Yushalmi says that the Korban Pesach is Nechal Asova Gzera Atushvias Atzomis. What do I need the Yushalmi? Tepuk Lei Midin Achila Asova, that's learned out from Vayoichu by the Korban Mincha. And then Tosfos answers, Yesh Loimar, the Hosom Hainu Taima Shal Yetzim Mishulchan Rabba Rehev. The reason why the Korban Mincha should be eaten al Asova is Shelo Yetze Mishulchan Rabbi Re'ev. It's pasnish that you should eat a Korban. It's Mishulchan Rabbi. You should leave hungry. That's not a covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval b'matza lo shayich haitaima v'la Mishulchan Rabbi have kuli hai. And matza, this time of Achilal Asova is not applicable because it's not called Shulchan Rabo Kuli Hai. Mandakash Matzah. Why is Tosfos talking about Matzah? Tosfos was asking, why do I need the Yushalmi? Why do I need the din of the Yushalmi? Al-Achila al-Asova is a Gzeira Otoshis Atzomis. There's a din on the books of Achila al-Asova midin vayoichlu. And then Tosfos answers, it's because the din of Achila al-Asova is Shelo Yetzim Shulchan Rabo Rebbe, that doesn't apply to Matzah. We weren't talking about matzah. Who was talking about matzah? Why is Tosfos answering about matzah? It doesn't say a word about Korban Pesach. So there's a breakdown here in the Shaka Vitari, the Tosfos. What was Tosfos asking? I thought Tosfos was asking about Korban Pesach. And then Tosfos flips everything on the head. Now he's talking about matzah, and Korban Pesach is nowhere to be found. How do you read chat in this Tosfos? What's Tosfos trying to say? Very important. We have to figure out what's this din of Achilah Asova. Does it apply to the Korban Pesach or not? I want to know. I need to know from my Chabura. The Tosfos doesn't tell me. So I think Shat and Tosfos like this, and if you want to see this fleshed out very well, there's a Sefer Shilas and Shuvah called Chikrei Lev by Yosef Chazan, who was one of the Gedolei Chachmei Izmir, He lived late 1700s to early 1800s, and he went to Chevron. He was one of the he was a Rishon Lezion in the early 1800s. A big Gedolei Chacham from Turkey, and the way he learns Pshat in this place, I think there are many ways to try and get out of this problem. I spent a lot of time with my chavrusa trying to figure out this Tosfos. Many ways to try and figure this out. I think nearly every derech you go, you're going to find the chukin gedolim ad ma'oid. Ad ma'oid. I've seen people say very strange things to say this Tosfos. Dvarim where ikar chosim and say from mamish. Things that Tosfos never thought to say. So I think the emes of pshat is like this. You have to start from the beginning of the Tosfos. What was Tosfos bothered by? Right from the start. Tosfos was bothered by why is there a din that you're able to eat after matzah? Why should that be true? Don't we want shishayet tam matzah bepiv? So it must be no. We're not makbid shishayet tam mitzah bepiv. So Tosfos asks if that's true. So then why is the korban pesach ne'achal al ha'soiva? Why is the korban pesach? Why is there a din of ein maftir ne'achar pesach? We're not makbid that the tam mitzvah should remain in your mouth. So it must be because of this Yushali. But then Tosfos asks, I still don't understand why maftirin achar matzah. Why are you allowed to eat after matzah? There's a din of achila l'sova learned out from the pasuk of Yoichlu. And in the Havamina of the Tosos, the din of achila l'sova is the din of shisha'er tam mitzvah bepiv. The reason why the pasuk says that you should eat the korban mincha ala sova is that you should be satiated so that the korban mincha is the last thing that you're going to eat. Kideshi sha'er tam mitzvah b'fiv, and that's going to be equally applicable to the korban pesach, which is fine, and I don't need the Yushalmi, and to matzah. So how could you say maftirin achar matzah? What happened to the din of achila l'sova, which Tosfos and the Havamina thinks is a din shisha'er tam mitzvah b'fiv? And to that, Tosfos answers that din is not because you want that the tam mitzvah should remain in your mouth. It's a din in kodshim. Because it's pasnes sheyetze mishulchan rabo re'ei. And that doesn't apply to matzah. Kulei hai. So I might think, maybe it does apply to matzah. Maybe achilas mitzvah is called a shtikl mishulchan rabo. Maybe it is. No, it's not shulchan rabo kulei hai. Why is it not Shulchan Rabo Kulei Hai? Because for there to be a din, that's makli that you should be oichel ala soiva kidei shelo yetzim mishulchan Rabo re'ei, then the korban has to be mishulchan Rabo. It has to be mamish mishulchan givoya. So now if you ask me, what does Tosfos say about korban pesach? Is there a din of achil ala soiva by the korban pesach? Tosfos doesn't address it. So I would say avadinisht, because Tosfos Lashitosim holds that the chelak ha'bailim by kochin kalin is momen bailim. It's not momen gevaya. So the only time you'll have a din of achila l'sova is by kochin or the chelak ha'kohanim by kochin kalin, where there's a din of mishulchan gevaya kazochu. Because if mishulchan gevaya kazochu, then it's pasnish sheyetzim mishulchan rabbi re'ev. But the chelak ha'bailim by kochin kalin and bichlal of the korban pesach, the chelak, the Bailim will eat from a korban pesach where there's no din of mishulchan gevoya kazochu because it's momen bailim, then there's no issue of shelo yetzi mishulchan rabo re'ei because it's yours. It's not mishulchan gevoya. So now you ask me, why didn't Tosfos learn like Rashi? And why did Tosfos have to employ the Yushalmi? The answer is clear. Because Tosfos learned that the din of achila ala sova, that's learned out from the pasuk of Yoichlu, has nothing to do with the din of lamashal gedula. It's similar in a sense, because lamashal gedula is that you should eat b'derech covered in gedula, and shelo yetze mishulchan rabo re'ev is sort of a similar idea, but it's fundamentally it's different. One is an active way of eating the korban so that it demonstrates gedula of the korban. One is like it's pasnish that you should be hungry, so we want to make sure you're full because we don't want you to be hungry. So it's fundamental. It's really, it's not really the same thing. And that halacha of shelo yetzi mishulchan rabo re'ev only applies to things that are mishulchan gevoya kazochu. So Tosfos l'shitasim would not apply that din to the korban pesach, which is momen bailim. So therefore, when Tosfos sees there's a halacha of achila lasova, he can't say like that. He can't say what Rashi says. Tosfos has to employ the Yerushalmi, which says that it's a gzeira atu shviras hatzomis, and that's the machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. But whether the din of achila lasova is a din klali by kol karbonis, midin lamashal gedula, which in Rashi we explained is a din that comes from the fact that there's a nesina me'es Hashem. If there's a nesina me'es Hashem that mandates that what you're eating should be bederch gedula v'kovod, you should eat it with bechavivos. That applies to the korban pasach, because Rashi Lashitaso holds that the chelak habaylin by kochin kalim is momen gevaya. But Tosis argues on both points. Tosis holds that the din of lamashal gedula is limited to achilas kohanim. And the din of achila lasava, which is a separate halacha of shelo yetzei mishulchan rabba re'ev, only applies when there's a din of mishulchan gevay pezachu, and Tosis Lashitasim holds the chelak abaylam by kochin kalim is mamon baylam. It's not mishulchan gevay pezachu. So now, I want to make one last point.
Last clarification. You're presenting a different mahalach than Rav Shach, but you are saying that Tosfos.
Yeah, at the end of the day,
it needs to be achilas kohanim.
Right.
So just maybe explain how are you different than Rav Shach?
Because Rav Shach wants to prove it from the Tosfos in Zvachim, who says that there is no din of lamashal gedula by the achilas Yisrael of a tmuras bechor. That's not exactly a raya.
That's not a good raya, because you could, you agree with it.
Right, but we have other. There's no way. There's no way for Tosfos to find an extension of the Moshe Gedula to the Chelak Abaylin. In Svar, there's no way to do that. Only in Shitas Rashi, who holds that the Chelak Abaylin is Momen Gevoya, could you make such a leap. And it's one din, not two din. One din of the Moshe Gedula. Okay, so now I want to turn to talk about Chagigos Yudalad. I'll try and do this quickly so I don't take up a lot of your time. I want to turn to Chagigos Yudalad, and together I want to not a new point, it's a hemshech of what we've been discussing so far. The Achronim ask a kasha on Rashi. I think I saw this in the Chidushi HaGrach HaChodosh al HaShas and in the Chidushi HaGriz HaMenoches. They ask on Rashi if there's a din klali by all korbanos al achila al hasoiva, so then that din should apply equally to the korban pasach and the chagigas yudalad, because the Chagigas Yudalad is also a korban. So why is it that we sacrifice the achila al hasova of the Chagigas Yudalad in favor of the achila al hasova of the Pesach? Who said you could do that? Look, you have an issue because you can't. You have two korbanos and you can't eat both of them al hasova, so you have to choose one. But why do Chazal mandate that the Chagigas Yudalad, the Achila Lasova of the Chagigas Yudalad should be sacrificed, and the Achila Lasova of the Korban Pesach should be spared? So they leave this as a tzarich yom. The Mordechai already addresses this question. I'm not going to go through the whole Mordechai. I put it on the Ma'an Mekoyna sheet, number 16. The Mordechai addresses this question, but he answers it by means of the Yerushalmi. So he says in Achanami, there's a din that they should be, that both korbanos should be nechal asova, midin lamashal legedula. Mordechai holds like Rashi. If you look inside, I don't want to go into it at the moment because I'd rather just for efficiency here. And the Mordechai answers that the reason why Chazal mandated that the korban pesach should be eaten second al hasova, and we sacrifice the achila asova of the chagigas yudalad, is because of the gzeira of Yerushalmi. But the Pesach should be nech al asova, gzeira otu shvias atzomis. That's the Mordechai. But Rashi never brings this Yerushalmi. So for Rashi, lo yalo ledas Rashi. For Rashi, this is still an obvious problem. So the Mordechai deals with it by somehow merging, he has a blend of Shitas Rashi by Achila al asova and Shitas Atosis who employs Yerushalmi, but Rashi doesn't have such a Mosag of a gzeira to shvias hatzomis. So in Rashi, it's a big ha'ara. If the din of achilas hasova is a din by all korbanos, so why is the Chagigas Yudal, facilitating the Achilah Asav of the Korban Pesach. I mean, we throw the Achilah Asav of the Chagigas Yudal away. We don't care about it. Why not? So, I want to be makdim a few points here. If we go back to our sugya on Daf Ayin, and we read Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, "Shema mino chagigas arba'a asar lav choy behi." The isal kedaita choy behi teisi b'shabbes teisi b'nuva teisi b'tomo. So Rav Ashi says chagigas yudal is not a choyva, but he doesn't tell us what it is. He tells us what it's not. He doesn't tell us what it is. So Tosis fills in the blanks. Lav choy behi means it's not a deraisa. Because the Yushalmi says the Chagigas Yudalid, the Yushalmi says that the reason why Pesach is Nechal HaSoivo is Exer Derabanan. And if the Chagigas Yudalid is brought to facilitate the Kiyum of that Exer Derabanan, then clearly the Chagigas Yudalid itself is simply a Derabanan. It's not a Deraisa. But in Rav Ashi Atzmo, there's no Hefer to learn this way. Tosus only learned this way because he wants to use the Yushalmi to explain Rav Ashi. But if I didn't have the Yushalmi, I wouldn't necessarily think that way. And the Maharsha makes this point on Tosfos. Without the Yushalmi, I could have said, the Chagigas Yudal is a deraisa, just only when the Pesach is Muad. And there's a remiss to this in the Tosfos. Because if you look at Tosfos, after he brings the Riva, Tosfos, Omer Riva, Mashal Yushalmi, O Pesach, Lecha, Asava, etc. Then Tosfos, V'kosha L'ri, the Hashta Mashma de L'Rabbanan de Benteima, Hashta mashma, now it's mashma that according to Rabbanan of Ben Tema, Bisomo Chagigas Yudal is a Derabbanan. And Tosus asks, L'kamon and Ayin Aleph, it's mashma that it's a Deraisa. So now, I just want to make a very simple deal. Tosus is contrasting the Rabbanan de Ben Tema here against the Rabbanan there on Ayin Aleph. But Tosus' Loshen is Hashta mashma. Dilirabban de Benteima. Now it's mashma dilirabban de Benteima. Tosu said, Hocha mashma dilirabban de Benteima. Hocha mashma dilirabban de Benteima holds it's a din derabbanan. Vehosa mashma is a din deraisa. What does Tosu want with the hashta mashma? What's the diuk loshna Tosu? Hashta mashma. I think the pshat is clear. Hashta mashma, now that I brought the Yushalmi, mashma. That the Chagigas Yudal is a Derabbanan. Tosfos is going on the Rivo. Hashta, now that I brought the Yushalmi, it's mashma the Chagigas Yudal is a Derabbanan. Without the Yushalmi, I could say Chagigas Yudal is a Deraisa. And the emes is, there are Rishonim who learn that way. Ki adua the Rambam holds Chagigas Yudal is a Deraisa, but the Rambam might have very... I wish we had time to do the Rambam, but, not today. Rambam has a very different idea of Chagigas Yudal, so we're not going to go there. But the Meiri says this. The Meiri says Chagigas Yudal is a deraisa, and you bring one. The Pesach is muat, and Rashi says it in Chumash. Rashi here in the source sheet, the last makor, Rashi on Rashi number 18, on the pasuk of Vizavach the Pesach Lashem Lekecha Tzoynu Bokar. So Rashi says a tizbach lechagiga shimnimnu ala Pesach chabura meruba mevini mo chagiga kadeshi nechal asova ve'od lamdu abesein dvarim harim ba'asuk sesa. Rashi says, this pasuk is the Makor deraisa for Chagigas Yudal, but it's only brought when the Pesach is Muat. The Bnei Chabura Meruba and the Basa Pesach is Muat. And I think we can medayek that Rashi holds that way also in our Gemara, according to the Tana of our Mishnah. And Rashi argues on Tosos. I think there's a diuk in the Mishnah.
Tosam do Tesla is also.
Yes, yes, Tosam do Tesla is like Rashi, yeah. And on Kufi Tesla is. Yeah. But the Kilegar points that out. So I think there's a diuk in Rashi on the Mishnah that tells us that Rashi argues on Tosfos and holds, even according to the Tana of the Mishnah, Chagigas Yudal is a deraisa. If you look at Rashi on the Mishnah, the second Dibur Masvil, Imoy, Rashi says, Imoy ima Pesach barba o'asar benisan kidiyolit begimara. So Rashi says the Chagigas Yudal is brought with the Pesach barba o'asar benisan, and in the Mishnah he says, kidiyolit begimara. The Yalik Begimar, like the Gemara is going to learn out from a pasuk later on. Wait a minute. If Rashi holds that the Tana of the Mishnah thinks that Chagiga Sudat is a derabbanan, like Tosfos says, then why does Rashi say in the Mishnah Kidiyolif the Gemara? According to the Mishnah, there is no Yafusa. It's a din derabbanan. So from the fact that Rashi says in the Mishnah Kidiyolif the Gemara, Shema Mino, Rashi holds that according to the Tana of the Mishnah, Chagiga Sudat is a deraisa. And when the Gemara says Bemuat Mi My Time Asya, it's explaining what's the nature of the Chil Deraisa Dafka when the Pesach is Muat. And if you learn like this, Hervachnu, a big thing in the Sugya, there's a Machlokis Rashi Taisin, that Ayin on the days, in the Sugya Ben Durtai. The Gemara says Ben Durtai was Parish Min HaChachomim because he thought that Chagiga is Doche Shabbos. And he was bothered, if Eliyahu comes and we don't bring the, and we haven't brought the Chagiga, what's he going to say? And there's a Machlokis Rashi Taisin, what Chagiga is Ben Durtai talking about? Rashi says Chagiga Sudalit. Ben Durtai thinks Chagiga Sudalit is Doche Shabbos. And Tosfos says, if that's the case, then Al Korchecha Ben Tema, who holds that Chagiga Sudalit is Deraisa, because he learns it from a Pasuk, Al Korchecha Ben Tema holds it isn't Doche Shabbos. So both Ben Durtai and Ben Tema hold it's Doche Shabbos. It's a Din Deraisa, but Ben Durtai holds it's Doche Shabbos, whereas Ben Tema holds it's not. Because if you think that Ben Tema also holds it's Doche Shabbos, then when Rav comes along and says, I know the pasuk that Ben Durtai is darshaning, why does Rav Ashi come back and say, on time of the Prushim, nekum v'nifrosh? Rav Ashi says, what are you doing? Darshaning the time of Prushim. He says, Taisu, what do you mean? Ben Tema also holds that it's Doche Shabbos. Ben Tema wasn't a parosh. Well, Ben Durtai was a parosh. So, korcha in Ben Tema, Chagiga Yudal is a deraiso, because he learns it from a pasuk, but it's not Doche Shabbos. And then Tosfos asks, how could that be? Rav Ashi says, it's because the Chagiga Sudalit is not a chova that it's not Doche Shabbos. But if it were a chova, it would be Doche Shabbos. So Tosfos, doesn't that mean that so long as it's a deraisa, it's a chova? And then question number two Tosfos asks, is a klal in the Gemara in Yuma, nokat ha'klalo biyodicha kol shizmano kavua doches ha'shabbos, v'esa tumo? If it's a chova, if something's a chova, it's doche Shabbos and tumah. So how could you hold it's a chova, but it's not doche Shabbos? So the avada hadavar boro toises l'shitasam. Because Tosfos holds that when Rav Ashi says chagigas yudalit is lav chova, it means it's not a chova, ella it's a derabbanan. So there is no man de'omar in Tosfos' world that chagigas yudalit is a deraisa, but it's not a chova. Doesn't exist. Tosfos holds if it's not a chayva, it's a derabbanan, and if it's a chayva, it's a deraisa, and if it's a deraisa, it's a chayva, and it's doche Shabbos. Like Tosfos points out on Ayin Amud Aleph, you know, Tosfos at the end says, "Hashto leben teimo letana dila kamam diislu chagigas arvase deraisa doche Shabbos." So long as it's a deraisa, it's a chayva. There's no such musag in Tosfos' world as a chagigas yudal that's deraisa, but only when it's when the Pesach is Muat. But Rashi holds, like we're Medayik in the Mishnah, Rashi in Torah, and Rashi in the Kidiyolik the Gemara, Rashi holds that the Tanakh of Mishnah holds that Chagiga Sudalit is a deraisa, but only when the Pesach is Muat. So you could have a Chagiga Sudalit that's deraisa, but not a Chayva. So when Ben Tema says the Chagiga Sudalit is a deraisa, he's agreeing with the Tanakhama. The only machlok is between, with the Tanakh of Mishnah. The only machlok is between Ben Tema and the Tana of our Mishnah is whether the Chagiga Sudalit has the dinim of Pesach. But Ben Tema could certainly hold that the Chagiga Sudalit is a deraisa, but it's not Doche Shabbos, because it's only brought when the Pesach is Muat. So twice is kashas on Rashi, twice is shikasan. But according to Rashi, both kashas aren't kashas. The kashas of Gvaran Yuma, Nokot Haikola Biyadicha, that's only talking about a korban chayva. It's not talking about a korban like the Chagiga Sudalit, which isn't a chayva, it's a deraisa, but only when the Pesach is muat. That's not bichlal this klal. So Rashi l'shitaso could easily answer these two kashas of Tosfos. That's a derech to miyashiv. Why Rashi on Daf Ayin Amud Beis says Ben Durtai holds a chagiga sudalit is when Ben Durtai is talking about a chagiga sudalit. So now I think that we could very easily answer the kasha of the Achronim. The Achronim ask, I don't understand. According to Rashi, the din of achila l'sova is a halacha b'chol korbanis. So why do we eat the chagiga sudalad at the why do we eat the korban pesach al sova at the expense of the chagiga sudalad? The answer is pashut. Because according to Rashi, the chagiga sudalad is a deraisa that's brought when the pesach is muat in order to facilitate the achila al sova of the korban pesach, which means the Torah is telling you that the function and purpose of the Achilas Yudalad is only to facilitate the Achila Lasova of the Korban Pesach. So you can't ask, why isn't the Chagigas Yudalad Nechal Lasova? Why does it come at the expense of the Korban Pesach? The answer is because that's what the Torah is telling you to do. That's the Mitzvah Min HaTorah. That is precisely the Din D'Oraisa, to bring the Chagigas Yudalad and not have it Nechal Lasova. It exists to facilitate the Achila Lasova of the Korban Pesach. So I don't hear the question. Why isn't the Chagiga Sudalad Nechal HaSovah? Because that's what the Torah says.
There's no reason why
the Torah
told us to bring it, to change the Kedushas HaKarbon?
The reason why the Torah, yeah. What do you say?
It's a Shlomo.
Yeah.
So, does this Karbon have a different Kedushah?
I don't know how much. All I know is that the Torah is mafkia the din of Lamashal HaGadul, the din of Achila HaSovah by Chagiga Sudalad. What the ramifications there are, and how much to take it, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Yishlaayim, but at least all I can say is that what the Torah is telling me is that there's no din of Achila L'Asova by the Chagiga Sudalad. Or rather, more precisely, to extend the din of Achila L'Asova by the Chagiga Sudalad in order to facilitate the Achila L'Asova the Korban Pesach. That's what the Torah is telling you to do. So Bizet, I want to explain one more last Nakuda, and with this I'll finish. And then I'm happy to, if anyone has any comments. Ben Tema holds that the Chagiga Sudalad has all the dinim of the Korban Pesach. So it's Nechal Yom V'Laylo, and it's Minat Soiv, Minat Bokar, and Minat Zechorim, Minat Akevus, and Beis Shnasa, and Nechal Sli. So now, according to Tosfos, Ben Tema holds that the Chagiga Sudalad is a Choyva Deraisa, it's Tocha Shabbos, it's brought whether the Pesach is Mu'ad or Meruba. So it's hard to understand why it should have the dinim of the Pesach. What exactly does that? What does that say about the identity of the korban? If it's a chayva to bring, so it's not really connected to the korban Pesach. It's very mistaber. It's part of the chayva sayoyim of the yom tiv of Yudalad of Er Pesach. So why should I have the dinim of the chagigas of the korban Pesach itself? So Eish La'ayin, I'm not sure what the answer is. But according to Rashi, even Ben Tema agrees that the Chagiga Sudalad is a deraisa, but it's only brought when the Pesach is muat to facilitate the Achila al Asava of the Korban Pesach. So that means that the Chagiga Sudalad, according to Ben Tema, is not a Korban Atzmoi. It's not an independent Korban. It's not an independent Chiyuv. Its whole identity and existence is bound up with the Korban Pesach. So if you ask me, what team is the Chagiga Sudalad playing for? It's playing for Team Korban Pesach. So according to Ben Tema, the connection and dependency of the Chagiga Sudalad to the Korban Pesach is so strong, ad kedekach, that it has all the dinim of the Korban Pesach. Because the dinim and the yuchadim that exist by every Korban are dependent, they emerge from the identity of the Korban. But this Korban doesn't have its own identity. It exists, it's a handmaiden of the Korban Pesach. So that's why, according to Ben Tema, there's a Gzeres HaKosel that has the dinim of the Korban Pesach, because it's tofel to the Korban Pesach. It can't have any dinim that are unique to itself, because it's not a unique, independent Korban. It's tofel to the Korban Pesach, therefore it shares all the dinim of the Korban Pesach. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
See you next week?
Yeah, were there any... Thank you very much.
Did not have a mental. Who would be ready to have a mental now? Or whatever.